back to EcoTalk. We are talking about the promise and pitfalls, if there are any, of renewable energy. Specifically, today's focus is on wind power, and in this segment we'll be looking towards the sun. And I didn't have to go very far to find some stories about some good examples of how solar power can make a real good difference. We broadcast out of San Francisco, for those of you who don't know. And in the city and county of San Francisco, of course, always on the cutting edge, a very progressive place, we have an initiative that I think is the first in the country. To tell us more about it, we're going to check in with Jared Blumenfeld. He is the director of the Department of Environment in San Francisco. And a couple of years ago, I believe it was, the city unveiled a generation solar project that's about incentivizing solar power for residential and commercial use. So, Jared, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Betsy. I love your show. I listen to it all the time. And thank you for doing all the great work you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement, especially this time of year when people are really starting to focus on, you know, the earth, as we should
Absolutely.
Focus on all the time. And tell us, you know, this has been a couple of years now that it's been in effect. So first of all, give us the background, how this came to be, what the challenges were in getting it passed. It was an initiative on the ballot, I believe.
Yeah, so back in 2001, Betsy, people were kind of, it was the height of the energy crisis in California. People were sick of paying through the nose for their energy, and they were like, how can we become more independent? So one of the initiatives that went on the ballot here in San Francisco was to authorize the Board of Supervisors, which is kind of the entity in control of our county, to issue bonds for solar power and renewable energy up to $100 million. We then took a lot of different strides in different directions. We basically look at three different sectors. One is the commercial sector, which is obviously large in San Francisco in terms of rooftops. We then looked at residential. How can homeowners put on solar panels on their rooftop and solar hot water heaters? And then the final element was city government itself. Since we have about 30,000 city government employees, most of them are indoors, we wanted to make sure that city government could take the lead in that regard.
So how was it getting this passed? How difficult was it?
I think, there's a number of challenges around solar panels. Just in terms of the total amount of power that we could get on our rooftops here in San Francisco, it's anywhere between 50 and 100 megawatts. The total amount of power that we use is about 900. So it's still a fraction of what we need as a city. So the first thing that anyone should look at when they're thinking about solar power, especially those folks who are listening from their homes, is efficiency. You know, there's no point in generating solar power if you're using it unwisely. So we engage in a very large program with over 6,000 small businesses to get their businesses ready for solar power by making simple choices, getting rid of their old fluorescent lights, which are called T12s, and putting T8s in. So we save businesses just from their current energy bills about $4 million over that period.
Go ahead.
So that's really the first thing that we'd encourage anyone to do. It's kind of a prerequisite. If you're thinking about solar power, get all the things you can from efficiency first. And then here in California, we have a rebate program with the state, which gives you back about 28% of the cost of your installation and the whole program. In other states like New Jersey, you can actually get up to 50% of the installation, which includes all the engineering and the panels themselves. So, you know, there are programs around the country that are really trying to get solar power onto the roofs, and I think the one here in San Francisco is a good example.
Now, you know, it's not surprising, of course, that San Francisco is a model for environmental progress just because of our tradition here, but one might think it's an odd place to, do a pilot given our reputation as a foggy city, even though we do get plenty of beautiful sunny days.
Yeah, today,
is there enough solar power here?
This is the nice thing about solar power systems is that they don't require direct sunlight. They require ambient light, which is the light that bounces around under our fog here. So the most important thing is that it be south-facing so that you get the most ambient light. But we get a significant amount of solar exposure. We only get about 15% less ambient solar light than Sacramento, which is in the middle of the desert. So San Francisco is actually a pretty good place to install solar panels. And as listeners out there think about, you know, wow, I live in a pretty foggy place. Don't think about the fog or the cloud cover. Just think about the amount of light that you get. And there are professional solar installers that can actually tell you which neighborhoods are better. So even within San Francisco, we have about 8 different solar regions, and we can tell homeowners when they phone up, you know, you look at their street address, and we'll tell them if they're in a good solar place.
So since it's a prototype project, how has it gone, in fact, the last couple of years?
It's gone pretty well. The major two areas that we focused on is city government buildings. We have a very large facility called Moscone, the Moscone Center. And the Moscone Center now has the largest solar rooftop of any municipal government building in the nation. Hopefully we're outdone soon, but I think that record still holds. It's about 800 kilowatts, and basically each kilowatt's about enough to power one home. So it would be enough to power 800 homes. That was the first big project that we've done. We're now doing one on the top of our recycling facility, on our wastewater treatment facility, on our libraries. So we're really trying to leverage, since we pay those bills as the city, it makes a lot of sense for us to put those on. And also, we're long-time tenants. We're not going away in the next few years. So really, solar needs to come down significantly before it kind of matches the cost of getting your energy from the grid, from your utility. And that's the biggest barrier that we have. One is cost, and the second is demand. There's a huge demand around the world for solar panels, which is a good thing. So at the moment, there's actually a waiting line. If you wanted to put solar on your house or your building, you'd probably have to wait a month or two just to get the delivery because there's such a big demand.
That's the good news. The bad news is we only have about 30 seconds left. So if people want to find out more about this program, Jared, where can they go? Do you have a website?
Yeah, the best website is just our general sfenvironment.com, sfenvironment.com, and then you can look at all the different solar programs we have.
And you can also go to our website at ecotalk.net to get some links to our guest today. Jared Blumenfeld, Director of San Francisco Department of the Environment, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Betsy.
And good luck with your solar program. And thanks for joining us for this edition of EcoTalk. We'll be back same time next week. In the meantime, we urge you to be more ecocentric as you go about your daily life. See you next time.
How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer?